Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by my old man, Dara Kelly. Dara, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And before we start everything, congratulations on your second victory in the professional ranks, giving you a 2-0. Fantastic victory in Bellator in the Dublin card on Friday night there. So how's the body, Dara?
I picked up a few knocks. Broken knuckle, jaw slightly dislocated, stunned iris, had to get scans on the eye. But other than that, all good.
Other than that, you're fine. I suppose coming back to Donegal last night, big reception for you in Moville.
Aye, there was everyone landed, you know, and we were in the wires, it was packed. You know, we must have stayed out till 4 or 5, so that's why the voice sounds like us today.
Yeah. Just reflecting back on Friday night's victory, unanimous decision, 30-27, 30-26 and 30-26 at the Three Arena. Mm-hmm. Suppose looking at that, coming into it, how was your preparations coming in? You felt good?
Yeah, preparation. It was a funny camp. I had a few wee niggles and a few infections I'd get over, but I was close to 100%, so, you know, no excuse.
Were you surprised that it went the distance? Because I think you probably thought you would have come out of there a wee bit earlier.
Yeah, my plan was to get him out of there on the first. I wanted to get him out of there. I finished all my fights previous, and I think all the questions I was getting asked all week was how long he was going to last. And instead of sticking to my tactical game plan, I went in there with the plan to put a pace on him and to get him out of there too early, and I ended up getting a wee bit sloppy when I tried to do that, and I made the fight hard for myself in a way. But lessons learned, you know, I got 15 minutes in there. It's a valuable 15 minutes experience, and I'll take those lessons with me on to the next one.
Yeah, huge learnings from that fight, and I suppose that's something you try and do after every fight, is learn from it. And I suppose reflecting on what has been the big learning curve there.
The big learning curve was, you know, you can't go in and try and blow them out of the water in the first few minutes every single time. I've got to be more energy efficient. I emptied the tank in the first round. It was like sprinting for the first 4 minutes, and then when I didn't get them out of there, it was kind of, we've got a fight now. So my approach, I'm going to take a big lesson on my approach to the next few fights.
And some of our listeners will remember back in February was your first fight, and preparations for that, Dara, maybe from your last fight to this fight, what different did you do? Was it the similar? I know you're working with John Kavanagh there as well, and no doubt there would have been differences from previous. Was there more focus on endurance this time, or was it more strength you were looking at, or technique?
I lost a couple of kilo in size. We weren't able to lift weights. Usually weights would have been a big part of my training program. But I have a wee bit of bother off my shoulder, and that stopped all the weights altogether. So I lost a couple of kilo of muscle now. So that was different. But the approach to the fight was the exact same. I've got a lot better since February. I don't think I showed that. But, I just didn't stick tactically to the plan. I focused too much on landing shots when I should have been secure in the position. Yeah, overall, same approach roughly. We just had to change it up in a few areas.
Yeah, and your opponent was Kai Stevens. Coming into this one, what did you know? I suppose it's one thing about watching a fighter's performance previously. Was it different to what you realised to what you were actually up against when you get into the octagon?
Thought he was going to be a very tough opponent. He was a very aggressive striker. I think between his amateur career and his pro career, he has 7 or 8 knockouts. So he's a good power puncher. But he did shock me now in how resilient he was. Anytime I locked in a submission attempt, he was gritting it out and he was surviving, and he was game. He kept coming back. He was there to win, you know.
And is that something that, suppose, again, we'll come back to the learnings. We're going to look at the victory in a second, but does that come back to the learnings again that, sometimes when you do that research and you analyse your opponent, some things just don't go to plan.
Aye, well, this is it. What can I say? It's not that I underestimated him. I just thought I'd be able to get him out in the first round. it keeps coming back to that. I emptied the tank trying to get him out of there. And that's overall, that's the main lesson I've learned. I don't think it's too much to do with my opponent or anything else. It's just I'm going to take a smarter approach in the future. That'll be the word.
Yeah. And suppose getting back into Dublin, into the Bellator, of course, taking the Dublin card, how was the emotions? Mm-hmm. Big Donegal crowd down to watch you as well. And not only just Donegal, but across the Northwest, you're very well known, Dara, in the circle.
Yeah, well, as I've said many times, you know, the support I get from home and, as you said, the Northwest, that means everything to me. Like, I want to make everyone who comes or anyone who watches on TV or any sponsors who are back me, I want to make it, you know, worth their while. I want to make them proud of me when I'm in there fighting. I'm fighting for the Northwest, like, in my head. So, you know, I want to put on a performance every time for everyone coming.
Just talk to us about walking to the octagon. It's something when you watch fighters, they're very, very much in the zone at that stage. Any nerves creeping in or anything like that whenever you were heading up to the octagon on Friday night?
Well, you get the usual jitters, you know, but what I find is every fight I have now, it becomes less and less every time, but you've still got that killer instinct going in, but the nerves are just getting less and less, and maybe it's a bit more excitement at this stage now.
Is that something you're handling a lot better, maybe? Is the nerves and the expectation, maybe?
Yeah, I'm definitely handling a lot better now. At times, I almost feel like I'm too calm, you know?
Yeah.
Strange. When I was walking out, I felt just relaxed, comfortable, like, you know? I almost think I feel like I need to turn it up a bit.
Get a bit more excited. But maybe that goes with the experience and just, you know, you have the work done. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I've spoke to many people in the gym and John, and he says that's normal. As you go on your career, it just becomes another day for you. You know, another day in the office. We do it every day of the year, so.
And the crowd, talk to us about that. The atmosphere, it looked electric. What was it like in the arena on Friday night?
Oh, the crowd's always crazy down there. You know, as I was walking out, I could hear the whole crowd singing along to my walkout song. So that was something that when I was halfway to the cage, I could hear everyone singing. That kind of got me, that woke me up a bit. That got me a bit excited.
3 years ago, I think myself and yourself sat down here up in Highland Radio with Sunday Sport. We had a chat and there was huge excitement across the Northwest when I mentioned that I was going to speak to you. And I do have a couple of friends and my brother and that involved in jiu-jitsu and involved in different various of karate as such. But Dara, look, they could see what probably you were hoping to see eventually was, you know, coming, getting down to Bellator and being successful. Not everybody does it.
Yeah, well, like, that was my plan from day one. And as you said, I started up in Letterkenny and I was lucky enough to have such a good gym to start in Healy and Gracie under Brian Coyle. Brian done wonders for me. Like, you know, the man's an expert in jiu-jitsu. I think he's a second-degree black belt at this stage. You know, in most rural areas, you know, like the likes of Donegal or rural area, you're not going to get that anywhere else. I was just lucky that it was in Letterkenny. And he had a great setup there. We had solid sparring partners, Jordan Fury, who's now down in SBG alongside me. Great coaches in there, kickboxing coach Paul Pike. Boxing coach Rory McShane. So we had a very, very solid setup in Letterkenny for Healy and Gracie, and we were great to get that start. You know, we were very lucky.
And that has helped you because you've come into the sport, you know, a little bit later on in life. I know you're still a very young man as such, but you know, it wasn't, you haven't been doing it since you were very, very young. So it just shows the progress that someone can make.
Yeah, I just decided, and from day one, that I was either going to go for it or I wasn't. So as soon as I started training, I was training 2 or 3 times every day, and I just, it was my goal, so I was all in from the start.
Well, look, Dara, I'll let you get back to the celebrations tonight, and you've got a new new stage name. Can you tell me about that?
That was Jordan Fury christened me that one, the Mavil Mauler.
It's going to stick.
I run with.
It's going to stick it out, Dara. Well, look, thanks for chatting to us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport, and best of luck in your next fight. And any indications when that might be?
Yeah, so I think that's going to be more than likely. It's going to be the 24th or the 25th of February back in the 3 Arena in Dublin.